This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. You need to take lessons.
You're just terrible.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. Welcome to your session of sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? Get involved in the conversation. Hop up on the website. You get a live chat room. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there. Check out the writers. Check out what we write on site. And it's really great that I have this guest on with me, because I've written, I think, three articles now. One was what happens to you when you get a little too close to the Clintons? And I don't even mean that from a standpoint of shaking their hand or something. I mean, if you're involved in a business deal with them, or you see something you might not ought to see, yeah, your time's limited. Hopefully you have a big, fat insurance policy for your family. That's number one. And then number two is, you know, really some of the things that Hillary has done after Billy Bob Bud Boy, you know, slept with all them women. I mean, you have a 12-year. I don't know how you women think that Hillary Clinton is for women. You know, 12-year relationship with a woman, Jennifer Flowers, right? And all the other women in between that or during that, apparently she didn't care either. He didn't just cheat on one. Think about that. He would cheat on two. This guy's an expert at this game. But he got all this stuff going on, and she sticks up for Billy Boy, and she rips apart those women. So, yeah, she's really for you guys. No problem there. Anyhow, I've got Gary Byrne on the line with me. He's written a book called Crisis of Character, and a White House Secret Service officer discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary, Bill, and the Clinton family. Listen, Gary, thanks so much for being here. I'm having a lot of fun with you, so thanks for being with me tonight. Being a good sport about it. Yeah, so... you know, we've talked about, if you're just tuning in, Gary was on with me in the last hour. If you want to know, the loving relationship that Bill and Hillary had and how they treated each other, you can grab that. You have to go back to the first hour, to grab that as well. So, you know, we constantly hear different stories about Hillary, what a sweetheart she is and all that. When she was in the White House dealing with you guys, I've read articles, that she didn't want to see staff. She didn't want to see people in uniform. She has this thing where it's almost like she goes into epileptic fits if somebody gets too close to her with a uniform on. I mean, how does she feel towards staff? How does she feel towards you guys?
Well, she despised the law enforcement and the military. I mean, and I base that on facts, that what I saw over that 8 years. She despises the military. She despises law enforcement. And she treats her staff. Some of them were literally terrified of her. I tell a story in my book, Crisis of Character, where these three women, and two of them actually, the three of them were from Arkansas, all three of them. One of them actually worked with her in the Rose Law Firm, and they had made a mistake ordering some stationery, and they let this intern order the stationery. And when the stationery came, and I'm talking about tens of thousands of pieces of stationery, it was done correctly, so it was useless. And they weren't concerned about the tens of thousands of dollars that were wasted of taxpayer money. They were worried about who was going to tell her, because they knew from previous experiences that she, and this way she always had access, she still acts today, but they just hide it, is she immediately goes off the rails, screaming and yelling. She immediately demands somebody's fired. That's not what a leader does. The leader finds out what the problem is and fixes it, or has their subordinate fix it, and then find out, you know, what the solutions are. But she screams and yells at everybody. And I cite many examples in my book. And these women were terrified to tell her that they had made a mistake. And you know, based on what I had seen then and what I saw after that, they had every justification to be that way.
Oh, sure. I've worked for bosses like that, but for a very short period of time because I could easily get away. You go on to say, in some areas, Mrs. Clinton repeatedly screamed obscenities at her husband, the president, at staff, the Secret Service. I mean, did people just finally walk out or walk away, or was it just the fact that you had a job at the White House, you were that close to the president, that these people were willing to put up with this stuff?
Yeah, it is that way in some cases. And for the Secret Service, you just have to put up with it. That's your job. Now, don't get me wrong, some people don't put up with it. They leave. They resign. They transfer. They go find another job. I get that. Now, to be honest, I never thought I would leave. But after 9/11, we were attacked, and the air marshals were standing up that program. The skills that the Secret Service and the Air Force had taught me and I had learned over the years, I thought I'd be better. You know, that would be a good place for me, and it was. But back to the Clintons, you know, it's just she was so angry all the time. And she could switch it on and off. Like a light switch. I mean, one minute she could be screaming and yelling at you, and 5 minutes later she could be in a room down the hallway, patting you on the back and introducing you to a group, you know, that you're going to give a tour to, and telling them how much you've enjoyed working with me and how great it was.
Oh my God!
I'm listening to her and I almost believe her. I'm like, oh my God!
I would have kept my hand on my gun just in case she went for it. You know. Okay. You also, in a fit of paranoia, you say that Mrs. Clinton tried to have the Secret Service banished from the White House. So, I mean, she hated you guys that much, she didn't want you around, but did she not understand, or did she not think that anybody was going to try to, that she needed protection in any way, shape, manner, or form? And did she see any value in you guys?
You know, it's just another example of how quickly she can fall off the rails, and she loses, in my opinion, almost like connection with reality. And basically, one of the examples you're talking about is there was an incident. So a group of people were coming into the White House on the east side, and there was a little misunderstanding. Anyway, these people felt that these were representatives from the gay and lesbian community. This is in the mid-90s. And they thought they had been offended, and they complained to Mrs. Clinton. So when the incident took place, my coworkers called me and said, you know, be prepared. This is what happened. She's on her way over to the West Wing. Over, and she berated Bill Clinton for 40 minutes nonstop. I'm telling you, I heard more foul language there than when I hit my father's phone with a hammer. I mean, it was unbelievable.
You got to hold that story. You got to go for a quick break. When we come back, you can finish that up. So you're telling me
sure. She
can do better than five sailors in a room after being out at sea for 3 months, right?
All right,
we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. Get a lot more after the break. Crisis of Character, written by Gary Bryan, about the Clintons. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. years. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. Hopefully so are you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm going to get right back to my next guest. I'm having a good time with him. Gary Byrne is the author of Crisis of Character. A White House Secret Service officer discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary and Bill and how they really operate. But I think at this point, Gary, we know how they really operate. I don't think people believe it, but we're seeing it all over the place, right?
Oh, you're right. Listen, there's no doubt in my mind after working for them for 8 years that they are just completely, everything they do is, they have the thumb on the scale. They're so shady. Everything they do, eventually you find out there was something. Just look at the election, what they did to Bernie Sanders' campaign. I mean, that's just a perfect example.
Well, wait a minute. In all fairness, Gary, now, you know, there was a there was a payout. Yeah, he's got a $600,000 home now. Maybe they're not so bad. I don't know.
Well, here's the lakefront on Lake Champlain, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, take a little beating on one side, and look, you live in a nice house for the next, I don't know, what do you think he's got left in his lifespan? About 3 years, maybe?
Yeah.
if she becomes president, maybe 18 months. I don't know. There's a long trail behind her, too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's just this stuff does make me crazy, and it's because there are people that look at this. So Ms. Producer asked during the break as to why are so many people still supporting her and propping her up around. They got to know her. You know, I sat, what's his name, James Carville, right? I sat with him.
Yeah.
And he said that they're wonderful people. He must be petrified of them. He said they're wonderful people. And ever since they got into politics, the right-wing conservatives have been after them. You can't tell me that people like him and others around them don't know what they're like. Why are they still supporting him? Petrified?
He knows exactly what they're like. If he's the one, listen, James Carville is the reason that he got elected in the first place and then got reelected the second time because he's the master of spin. I mean, if James Carville was a cancer doctor, he'd have cured cancer 5 years ago because he's good at what he does. I mean, they can spin manure in gold. I tell this story in my book, Crisis of Character, where during the early 1991, I'm working, you know, President Clinton's running against President Bush, and I'm down in Arkansas in this detail. I spent 6 hours, you know, standing out on this roadside because the president-elect is Governor Clinton is having dinner at some restaurant, and I'm talking to the deputy sheriff for 6 hours, and I'm joking with him, you know, there's no way this guy Bill Clinton's going to go elected. Look at all these rumors in the paper about drug use and scandal and women, and you know, he's being accused of assaulting women, and the guy looked at me like he was looking right through me. He says, let me tell you something, Gary, I'm from Arkansas, and he goes, everything you hear about these people are true. He goes, they can spin manure into gold, and if he does run, he will win. And he was right. He's no limits to what they'll do.
Oh, I am not surprised when, you know, I dealt with people like this where I grew up, and yeah, they'll sell their own mothers out. Actually, they'll send their own mothers to the, you know, to the crusher if it means that there's a good chance that they go ahead and get elected. And people don't realize what they're like. You know, I don't know. I look at this stuff and I say to myself, how can people not see what these people are truly like? How can people not really know or understand what these people, you know, are really like?
Right.
It's just amazing to me. So
when people ask me that, I kind of answer it like this. You know, when especially when we're like when we're right now we're discussing my book Crisis of Character, and people say, well, you know, I like the story, but you know, I'm not sure if it's true. And I'm like, well, okay, let me put it this way: how did the Clintons get where they are? They got there by jumping from one scandal to the next, hiding all their bad behavior. But these series of crazy lies and excuses. And then when they don't work out and the truth comes out, then they switch to another, you know, need I remind anybody about, you know, I did not have sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky. 2 weeks later, indeed I did. So, and the same with Mrs. Clinton and her email server. But let's look how I got where I am. I got here by being able to get into the U.S. Air Force. And passing a battery of psychological tests, so eventually I could be cleared to guard our nuclear arsenal. And then I got into the Secret Service Uniform Division by taking a polygraph test, a lie detector test. And then I got into the Air Marshals based on the skills and the honesty and the decent person that I had grown into from these other jobs. And you compare what's in my book, it's my life, it's true, it's the way it happened, and you compare it to the Clintons. My story doesn't change. Their story changes, and the other people that accuse them of these things, their stories stay the same. It's always the Clintons that have to change their lives when more truth comes out. It's just crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, and again, I always love, if you watch how Bill progressed through the lies, and then even Hillary with the email scandal. I mean, it's almost like they went to the same classes when they first get married as to how to run a lie through. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Part of that goes back to James Carville mentality, and I'm not trashing the guy. You know, he's paid to do a job, and he does it very well. You know, when he says how nice they are, you got to remember he gets paid. I don't know if he still does, but at one time he got paid a lot of money to get them in the office and manipulate what the truth is. But You know, their mentality back when they first got Bill Clinton elected was, it didn't matter what the accusation was, their answer to it was, so what? Jennifer Flowers says she had an affair with Bill Clinton, and she's got 100 hours worth of audio tape. So what? That doesn't prove anything. Well, it really does. But you know, if you keep giving, if people want to believe in Bill Clinton, and you give them a reason to think the lie might not be true, then that's what they believe, and they go down that road, and they stay with it. And more they believe, the more it builds up like immunity to the truth. And that's what makes these guys like Carvel and George Stephanopoulos back then, and Rahm Emanuel. That's what made them so good at their job, because no matter how crazy it was, they would just say, so what? And they would keep moving forward.
Yeah.
Nothing shame these people. Nothing.
No, and I know you'd understand when I say to you, like, again, growing up around the people I grew up with, that's exactly what they did. You know, the mafia guys, they did nothing.
Yeah.
They didn't see nothing. They didn't do nothing. And you're obviously mistaking me for somebody else, right? I mean, that's kind of what they do on a regular basis. And it's scary.
Right. Yeah. You know, you mentioned earlier about Bill Clinton, some of his escapades with women, and Mrs. Clinton helping, you know, intimidate the women. You know, I like that your listeners that listen to this, you know, voice on it. You know, one of the women accused Bill Clinton of sexual impropriety, her name was Kathleen Willey. And she worked at the White House when I did. I didn't really know her, but I knew who she was, especially after the story came out. Now, the story she tells rang completely true to me. I worked there. I know where she was, the descriptions. If she told that, if she walked into a police station with a picture of the person who supposedly did it and told that same story, police detectives would go and find this person and start an investigation. But because it's Bill Clinton,
We got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Lucini, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We're going to finish this up on the other side of break. Crisis of Character, written by Gary Byrne, and it's all about the Clinton. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 2002, the financial crisis of 2008, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We use
use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. For stations and times, other ways to get the show, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. A million ways you can get involved in the conversation. You can also pick up the classic podcast. Let me tell you, we have no old podcasts on my website. We have classic podcasts. Always appreciate the time. We're having a fascinating conversation with Gary Byrne. He's an author of Crisis of Character, a White House Secret Service officer that discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary and Bill and how they operate and what a beautiful, wonderful family they are. Hey, Gary, thanks for joining me today. I always appreciate your time with
me. Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out the second hour because, you know, people usually don't do this or I usually don't ask people to do this, but there's so many questions that I'm looking at that I knew I couldn't get it through. And I just have this you got to have the same feeling I do. We talked about this before. Really, when they show, when they have his picture up on the wall, it should say President Bubba, don't you think?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
For people that,
look, I don't see, and maybe I'm wrong. I'm a pretty good judge of character. I don't see him as a mean, hateful guy. I see her as a mean, hateful person. I think he's just stuck.
He was very jovial at times, funny, pleasant. He was okay to work around. He really was. He was funny. He was nice. I wouldn't trust him to drive my 27-year-old niece over.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't. Right. No way. I wouldn't either. You know?
But Mrs. Clinton, on the other hand, was never nice. Only if the TV cameras were on or there was somebody important around. She was very distant, very cold. I describe her, and I mean this, she's like a dictator. And clearly, some of the policy things that she's going to run on make her look even more like a dictator. So, you know, more government control, more government programs. But, it is what it is.
Yeah, no, I hear you. The let's talk about the favorite one everybody likes to talk about. Let's get to Monica Lewinsky, okay? And, you know, here's a 21, what was she? She was 21 when she first got to the White House, correct?
Exactly. She was 21.
Yeah, so you're in the White House. You're 21 years old. You're in the middle of all this buzz and hum and all this other stuff going on. I would imagine it's fairly easy to win because, you know, she was painted at one time as going after him. You know, he's a powerful man. How could he turn her down? But
right.
Tell us a little bit how that unfolded.
Sure. So during my grand jury testimony, when I was subpoenaed to testify in the Lynch case, I actually described Monica as a cross between like a stalker and a rock star group. And first, I actually tried to, you know, in the beginning, and I know this sounds ridiculous now in hindsight, but I tried to give them the benefit of the doubt. The story that the president's assistant at the time was saying was, I asked her one time about Monica coming over. She didn't have the proper pass. Were they going to fix that? This is before I asked to have her removed. But anyway, she said, oh, well, you know, she comes over once in a while because the president's mentoring her. And I'm like, okay, there's like 250 interns over at the old executive office building. He picks the one flirtatious girl, and that's who he's mentoring. The president of the United States has got time to mentor one girl, and I thought, well, you know, it is what it is. And then clearly, very quickly, watching her, you know, watching Monica, she was clearly manipulating the uniform division officers, the agents, to put herself in a position where she was there when the president would cross her path. You know what I mean? Certain places in the White House, outside of West Exec, and it became very clear. And eventually it got to the point where my coworkers, you know, kind of went to me and said, you know, somebody should say something about this. And I actually went to Evelyn Lieberman, the deputy chief of staff, one of their deputy chiefs of staff, and I asked her to have her removed or look into it. And she did. And it lasted a week. And then when she came back, she had a White House hard pass, the blue pass, which gave her access to everywhere in the complex except for the private living quarters. So clearly the president made some, in hindsight, this is after testimony, I'm comfortable saying that him or he had somebody make some calls to get her that pass. So.
Wow. Does the president have somewhat carte blanche to bring anybody in he wants to with or without a pass, with or without a background check?
Well, not so much without a background check. If you're coming in as an appointment, they are. Now, this is generally speaking, that's an exception, but generally speaking, if they're coming to the White House as an appointment, there's a check, and they're coming to visit face-to-face with the president, there's a background check run on, you know, an NCIC check, similar to, like, if you were to get pulled over for speeding or something. And you know, but the truth is, people have records. You know, people that he was friends with all his life from Arkansas, and some of their family members actually had police records. You know, not everybody leads the Boy Scout life like I left it.
Yeah.
People that I work with. But, so, you know, if they're family members or they're coming in for an appointment, and you know, they still get to come in, but the Secret Service knows about it. You know, we know, and even like some heads of states, you know, some of these countries, some of these dictator types come from, these are bad people, man.
Right.
And, you know, so we know about them. We know what's going on.
I've often wondered that when you get a small entourage from one of these nasty countries and they've got their own, are they allowed to have their own security with their own guns when they come into the White House or not?
We have limits on them. They can bring one person in with a firearm, usually, and everybody else stays outside the West Wing. They'll let one ship leader in. Now, sometimes they won't even do that. The Secret Service, you know, they have, it changes with depending on who it is. You know, if it's the Prime Minister of England or the Prime Minister from Israel, no big deal. You know, and they might not even want to put somebody in there that close because once they're in the West Wing, they know, in the White House, they know how secure it is.
Right.
But you get some of these guys that come from some of these third world countries, man, and it's like, you know, their security team is the cross between, you know, law enforcement and the criminal element from where they're from. So it's pretty crazy.
So when you were when you were called to testify, all about the, you know, Monica Lewinsky thing, you know, and Clinton, you got to have a little crisis going on in your head because, you know, you vowed to keep certain things quiet, but here you are. This is a criminal investigation.
Right. And I wanted nothing to do with it. Nobody did. But, you know, when the subpoena started flying, you have to answer them. And you know, many times during that time, people would point out to me, hey, you know, just so you understand, I mean, you know, we're the Secret Service. You work for us. But, and, you know, we've worked this deal out with the Justice Department, but there's no, nothing from stopping the FBI from coming and locking you up, you know, with no warning. And I was threatened with it, and so were my coworkers a couple times. And, you know, it was just a bizarre time. And the funny thing was, is that, you know, by the time the story leaked out, I had left the White House and was working out of the Secret Service Training Center. And I was driving home. My couple of my bosses in the training center, they had a contact up in New Jersey at this old military base where we could get a hold of old military surplus. So we went up there. We got this equipment. We're on our way back, picking up the equipment, and I'm driving down the New Jersey Turnpike, you know, 80 miles an hour, and I'm listening to Howard Stern. And Howard Stern breaks the story that Matt Drudge, the Drudge Report, the night before, or actually early that morning, broke the story about Bill Clinton having an affair with this intern, Monica Lewinsky. I almost drove off the road. I mean, I puked. And, because nobody knew, but very few people, like, I didn't tell the people I was working for now what was going on. I mean, they knew the rumors, but they didn't know what, you know, like, I knew exactly what was going to happen. I could see it in my mind. I mean, it was, I knew it was going to turn into a disaster, and it did. And every day that went by, it got crazier. And, I mean, you know you're in trouble when you're on vacation and you can't sleep because of what's going on. I was up at Deep Creek Lake in Maryland. I go downstairs 3 o'clock in the morning. I turn on Deep Creek and there's Geraldo Rivera discussing my life and who I am. And I'm like, oh, I'm so screwed. You know?
Well, you had to, when you first heard that, the Howard Stern story, you had to sit there and go, okay, this is the beginning of something not good.
Right. It was. So when I got that day, when we got back to the training center, I pulled my boss aside and I said, listen, because they're like, oh, don't worry about it. It's all BS. And I'm like, these guys have no idea because they don't know what happened. And so I said, listen, I seriously think you should chain of command. And I think you should give the chief a call and tell him this is going to spin out of control. This is going to involve us. It's going to get crazy.
All right, hold on. We got to go to a break. I want to hear the rest of this, but we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Rail Side. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. A Crisis of Character. Author Gary Byrne is with us tonight. We'll be back in just a minute.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Author Gary Byrne joins me. He's written a book called Crisis of Character. A White House Secret Service officer discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary and Bill Clinton. Gary, again, thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate your time. You know, could the president stop the FBI from doing investigations on him or anybody else in his cabinet?
What I experienced the 8 years that I've worked for them and what I've seen since then, you know, you have, when you look at Bill Clinton today, in some ways he's actually more powerful than when he was president. He sits on this huge pile of cash, the Clinton Foundation, and he's not accountable to anybody anymore. And he can kind of move around. And if you don't think anybody that was president for the 8 years has the connections, you know, you find out from the FBI or the Justice Department where Loretta Lynch is in Arizona and then fly his plane there, I'm telling you, that's pure Bill Clinton. They used to refer to it as the soft intimidation. The way I saw, based on what I saw when I worked there, and my opinion is that he planned that whole thing and got on that plane and reminded Loretta Lynch that he appointed her, and now it's payback time. And, you know, I absolutely believe that he did plan that. That's my take on it. And that was about as accidental as, you know, as some of the other crazy stuff you hear when it comes to that.
I tell people all the time, he got on that plane, he said, Loretta, you know, I got 54 in the bag, so to speak. I have no problem going to 55. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, right, exactly. But, you know, the way my experience with him is, he gets on there, he says, oh, God, it's so good to see you. I remember the day we swore you in. In other words, you got here because of me.
That's right.
And that fits right into everything I've ever heard and learned about them. You know, when he was the Attorney General of Arkansas, the Governor of Arkansas, and then when he first became, you know, all the crazy stuff we heard about them that was supposedly just, you know, politics and wasn't true, all became true. We saw it happen in front of our eyes, if you were paying attention. And I believe that's his soft intimidation. I believe that he has the nerve to do that, absolutely.
Well, what's funny is, you know, you got Huckabee actually came out one night almost a year ago and said, you know, you guys don't really understand the Clinton machine. It truly is a Clinton mafia. Nobody wants to go up against it. Not only is it tough to beat, it's dangerous to push up against.
No, he's 100% right.
You know?
And one of the reasons I base my opinion on that, if I have time to tell you real quick, during the Monica Lewinsky investigation, I mentioned I was out at the training center when the story broke. So one of my coworkers was still working in the West Wing. He called me up one day, and he says, man, the weirdest thing happened. And I said, what's that? He goes, well, he came into work one morning early, and he was down in the gym working out. And the captain came in and said, hey, you know, I need you to get on the phone with the deputy chief. So he gets on the phone. He says, listen, we got word from Judge Starr's office late last night. You have to go back down there today. First thing, and clarify a couple things for them, and then that's it. You should be done. So he got dressed. He went and did what he was told. He comes back to his post, which was in the West Wing lobby, and the guy that relieved him and the West Wing receptionist said, "Hey, the president was looking for you." And he laughed, thinking they were joking around. A couple minutes later, after he's on post, President Bill Clinton comes walking in. Hey, how you doing? Calls him by his first name. Asks him how his family is.
Oh my God!
He knew exactly where he was. He, like I mentioned to you before, you know, these lawyers had no attorney-client privilege with us, and you know, the ones that were supposedly representing us worked in, you know, went to the same steakhouse at night as the ones that were supposedly prosecuting the president. So there was clearly, you know, in my opinion, based on what I saw, there was information going around. He knew exactly what was going on down there, and he was testifying again, and he was just reminding him. That, you know, he knew exactly what was going on. So I see it as the same thing as the Loretta Lynch thing.
So are you saying that could President Obama had stopped the investigation into Hillary's email system, her email transgression?
Yeah, you know, I can't say that for sure, but I can tell you this. I mean, who thinks that that's an accident? You know, he showed up at the same. Come on, there's no way. And it's certainly if you experience what I experienced all those years. Well, again, there's a reason they call them the Arkansas Mafia. I mean, think about part of the story that the reporter who stumbled onto it tells. Bill Clinton personally ordered the protection agents to turn off their cell phones and not to let anybody else on the plane. I mean, that's not normal. And I believe it because it fits into, I don't believe it because I want to believe it. I believe it because I've seen similar things before. I know it fits into their modus operandi.
Wow.
It's the way they work.
This stuff doesn't, so we're clear, this stuff doesn't surprise me. What surprises me is there hasn't been a group that have gotten together. There hasn't been somebody that just stays on them, calls it. I mean, I realize that they're fighting what? They're fighting the left-wing media. They're fighting most of the Democrats. I mean, there's nobody that's going to come out and really come after the Clintons. And I love guys like... Well, go ahead. I'll let you...
I think part of the problem is, and this is kind of a separate issue, but it kind of plays back into this whole thing. Part of the problem is that most of the people in the Congress, they've been there for so long. I mean, you know, we don't have term limits. These people have been working. I guess eventually you just... It's almost like they become, some of these guys are supposedly Republicans or conservatives, just decide that that's the way they are, and they don't give a crap as long as they can keep their seat. And who knows what kind of shenanigans goes on and horse trading goes on. And again, that's exactly what the Clinton reputation, the Clinton machine reputation is.
It's amazing. And again, I know I'm beating a dead horse here, but I just keep coming back to the fact that they've been doing this for a long time. I know people in politics that are still getting away with all kinds of garbage, because people are afraid to call them on the carpet. They're afraid of what might happen to them at work or what have you. And it's just it's just amazing. When it comes to the affairs, let's just call them affairs because that's the heck they are. Were you guys asked on a regular basis to kind of look the other way? I mean, I don't believe that there was only two liaisons in the White House. I would think there were many of them.
I ended up testifying about three, but there was testimony given by other people who supposedly said that Bill Clinton used to brag about hundreds of affairs. You know, and again, that's not testimony that I gave or heard,
right?
But it fits in everything else I heard, and it also fits in with some of the Secret Service agents that I worked with on post, and some of my coworkers from the Uniform Division would say, you know, I didn't travel on every trip that went around the United States. I traveled on some of them. And they used to say, Gary, you're not with us on the road all the time. You don't see what goes on. And that's what they were insinuating. And I believe, and actually some of it came out in testimony later on. When it comes to I just don't understand. Well, one thing I want your listeners to understand is, you know, the Monica Lewinsky investigation, everybody, defenders always like to say, oh, it was about sex. It was not. It was about supporting perjury. It was about Bill Clinton lying and about Monica Lewinsky lying and signing affidavits saying they never had contact or were never in the room together by themselves. And it was a lie. And she would have gone to jail if she hadn't made that deal with the FBI. And he got impeached, which means he was basically indicted. And this goes back to what we were talking about earlier. He wasn't removed from office because the rumors were at the time, circling around inside the government, was a lot of the conservatives, so-called conservatives or Republicans, that were supposedly impeaching him were having issues, you know, had skeletons in their closets.
Oh, sure.
And they were being threatened by the Clinton machine. If you impeach him, okay, you've indicted him, but if you try to remove him from office, we're going to out you. So that's one of the reasons the rumors were that it died down. So, you know, it just goes back to, you know, you just think the government is so slimy, and then these guys have taken it to a level of slime that's just, it's hard to understand.
Wow. Gary, I'm sorry, but we're pretty much up against it. We're going to put your book in our bookstore. Probably bring you back on from time to time. Tell people how they can get a hold of your book, and if you got, just tell them how they can get a hold of you.
Thank you. Yeah, my book can be purchased at Barnes & Noble stores or anywhere you buy books. Also, barnesandnoble.com and, of course, amazon.com. And also, you can. My last name is Byrne. I'm Gary, Garybyrne. You can Google me. It'll take you to my YouTube page and my Facebook page also. And my Facebook page for the book, so you can certainly take a look at that. And there's some funny videos on there. I hope your guests enjoy it.
Yeah. Hey, look, my guests are easy to please. Look, they tune into me, so they're not that deep. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I am Joey Senior, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time so much you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, I'm Joey Senior, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?